I've talked to them. One of them's about 6 or 8 miles south of Pryor, and one of them's over in Broken Arrow, I think. And I've talked to a guy up in Wagner, too. But I think that's further north and east. I have to look at the map and see for sure.
Brakes LD, come in, man. Just hear those guys just pound on in here, and you'll come through. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though, Jeff. When they picked it up, us trying to contact them one night, and even I got to talk to one of the guys, but he was hearing it at his base station. That it was not the repeater. I'm saying when you're willing to actually, you know, go in there and put in the tone and all the other stuff and try to get it out of the repeater, I can't make the thing. But we can sure hear them. The alligator ears or something like that, I think they call it. It's putting out a whole lot more than they can hear.
Yeah, Roger, I don't know. conditions have to be just right, and I still need to get their tone in my radio. I ain't done that yet.
Dave, we were both talking to the guy up there. You on Simplex with the guy? I guess we were, weren't we? But, totally. I mean, if I can hear the repeater, I should technically be able to put the tone in and the offset for them and then be able to tap the repeater and then talk across their repeater. But it does not hear me the way that we can hear them.
Yeah, Roger. I don't know. I mean, but I kind of stepped out. I've kind of squelched up a little bit tighter than I was. Well, in fact, actually, I was squelched up tighter than I thought I was when I was talking to him. But, things have to be just right to do it. And all of them. All those guys are, they're about as spread out up there as we are down here, as well.
And zero zip.
Ben.
Yeah, I talked to one of those guys up there. The other night, they were having some kind of net, and one of the guys turned his beams down here from, where was he? He was up that bugs me. I bought a truck up there. Can't think of the name of the town. Starts with a B up that way. I should be able to think of it. But he turned his beam around, pointed down this way, and was talking to us Simplex.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I was talking to him quite regular there for about two weeks, if not three. KDK.
KG5, give me Z. Yeah, well, anyway. It is what it is. You know what's funny, Jeff, is when we went to roundabout a few times, I need to do that again. I did it very, very early on for those listening, for seeing where you could reach and what you could do. But we can sit there and pound Davis, talk on that thing like we're sitting here right now. And we don't have that kind of interference on anything, even going all the way down there. Now, they may hear us weaker, or hear me weaker than they do, but once you tap the repeater, once it's there, you make the signal. You talk to guys damn near in Texas.
Anyway, guys, I'm going to jump out of here and listen for a little bit and probably turn things down a little bit, too.
All right, Jeff, have at it. I'll hang around if LDE comes back in here. I'll be here. If not, I'm going to do the same thing. 7-8 minutes. So, 73, KD5CKK, KG5.
Okay, catch you later there, DJ. KG5QZ, KD5CKK, 73. There in Bartlesville that I was thinking of. They come in and started wiping you out down here.